I want to talk about handling things, particularly with trading. But of course, this anything in life is you can relate anything to trading or any other, I think, skill, craft, pursuit that you're into. But the topic is handling losers. Not only losers, but handling, I'd say handling things that happen with your path or your trading plan that you don't expect. So maybe you have a strategy that has worked well, and then you're excited. This especially happens when you're a little newer, maybe on your journey, and you're excited because your expectations are very high for the next year because it started to work the previous year. And then all of a sudden, the market changes and things don't work out as well. And it's not necessarily because your strategy or your hard work was wrong or it was misplaced. It was because it's not quite in favor, and maybe the market's very choppy, or I don't know. Whatever happens, right? That makes it different. I experienced this many times. I had this an extreme example was 2008 when I was trading, and then in 2009, the fear and negativity of the media and everything was so strong. It was stronger even than we recently had in 2022, because I felt like that was really strong too. The market didn't go down as much, but the apathy about the future of America and the future of asset prices and all that was so high. And you can see how that turned out, right? The market finds a way to rally. It's typical. But in 09, I didn't have the experience of how cycles worked as much. I was newer, which doesn't really matter that much for short-term trading, but it did get my way because I was kind of stuck in the 2008 game plan, a lot of selling rallies and being aggressive when things went down, and things just kept springing out of the hole and being resilient. And a lot of times it cost me, basically, I worked really hard all year with a lot of expectations, and I just had like a small winning year in 09, and I had a monster year to this date, a career year in 2008. And so I made like a 20th of what I made in 2008, 2009, or something like that. And then it was very frustrating for me. And part of the reason was because I couldn't handle the fact that it was different than my expectations. And the other thing I wanted to talk about today is just handling losers in general. And I think that one thing, no matter what you're doing, you know you're going to have losers. Absolutely, 100% of the time, you're going to take losses. And some of them are okay, and you feel like they're good business losses. And some of them you feel like they're unjust and unfair, and you shouldn't have had them because of all the work you put in and the study you put in, and you missed the move. And other ones are somewhere in between the two extremes, but nonetheless, they're still losers. And a lot of times you'll notice that at the end of the month, if you're, say, you're trading during the day, or you're swing trading, at the end of the month, you don't even remember what the hell you did. You just look back and see that your P&L was up or down, and you forget all the emotional turns and the injustices and the good losers and bad losers. And they're just losers, and there's just a number, and there's just a result. So a lot of times handling losers is about, like, can you have the maturity to sit through and not react? So I was listening to a Michael Singer, who I love, podcast, and he talked about primary ripples and secondary ripples. So primary ripples are the things that happen in life that don't feel good. Someone screwed you over, someone yelled at you, primary ripple. The secondary ripple is all the reactions and the things that you do that because you couldn't handle it. So things that were upsetting to you because that happened, now you've created like five or six different reactions of reactions of reactions that are way worse than the original because you couldn't handle it. And we can all laugh and look at our trading and say, oh man, how many times in trading have you done something stupid after a loss because you couldn't handle it and blown up? Or sometimes for me, even I think I can handle, this is the tricky one, I think I handle it, and then all of a sudden, like, I sit still, I don't do anything, and then a couple of days later I get run over because I still at some level have not handled it yet. Like, I haven't been able to emotionally move on. Like, I haven't cleared my head, I haven't balanced, I haven't cleared the decks or got into a centered mind, or however you want to say it. And then it causes pain and suffering. This often happens. That's why after a big winning streak, you often have your biggest losing streak. And it might not be instantly. Sometimes it's instantly because you're thinking you can trade every price, you're really good at this. You take more risk, you trade bigger. But other times it's because you simply just think that you have experienced that enough times where you can kind of go along and say, well, I've gone through this enough times where I've gone through this enough times where I can handle maybe what I can ward it off. Like, I can see it coming, right? I've been here before. And then all of a sudden, 2 or 3 days later, even a week later, you get run over and it comes back and gets you. And you think you did, I've actually had this with personal interactions where something happens where I'm upset by something somebody did and I sit with it. Excuse me, on a walk right now, so I'm passing people. So if I trail off and sound goofy, that's why. But so I'm handling something in a personal situation or a business situation or whatever, and then I don't like kind of how it goes. So something happens where I don't feel very good. So I have to really wait until I can have my emotion cleared, understand why that person did that, or just accept the reality of the situation, basically, and then I can move forward, right? But if I react from that lower level of emotional response, it's always bad. Just like trading. Anytime there's a FOMO trade, or you got to get in, or I missed it, so now I got to buy at a shitty price where I don't know my risk isn't as good. If you do that, the way to look at that is if I do that one time, two times, five times, I can get away with it. But if I do that like 10 times or 100 times or 1,000 times, I'm going to go out of business. And it's just bad business. It doesn't work. So you have to start training yourself to handle it in the one time, and then you do it. You start doing it all the time, and you get stronger and stronger and stronger. And eventually, the big ones happen, and you can deal with them. And that's why I said this is life boiled down into trading. So I think this can happen in your trading plan. Conditions for what you're doing could be good or not good. Doesn't mean your plan's not good. Doesn't mean your losses aren't good. And then there's like the nitty-gritty individual trades that are stirring up emotions. So all of it is just constantly stirring up emotions of how you should be doing, what you'd like to do, versus what you are doing. And it's like a chamber of personal growth, and it's really hard sometimes. And occasionally it's easy and you have a great run, and then you remember that, oh, it gets hard again, and it's not always easy. I don't care who you are. Anybody who's been around for 20 or 30 years has gone through so much stuff that it's hard to even understand to survive that long what they've gone through. Just like a marriage or something that long, or any relationship or any business that you've been that long. So for me, it's been, I don't know, 2003, 20 years, 22 years, something like that. But I know a couple people who are over 30 years, and what you learn, I think some of it's just etched into you, right? But a lot of the things you learn are just that it's always coming back around again. Things that you used to learn that you learned that stopped working eventually work again, and human nature keeps repeating itself. But this humility to understand that you might be wrong, or how it feels to really sink down, and the opportunity cost of sinking down really low, and what that does to your whole life, your energy everywhere, and how those big losses can do that to you. Like I had one of those, I think in 2022, I had some, you could tell by my tone of my voice, I had some wipeouts. I had some kind of life, I don't know, trying to maybe find myself in trying to push expansion in areas that weren't natural, and trading way too big, and caused myself a lot of harm and a lot of hardship. And I lost a lot of money doing that. And I had to, kind of battle back and rebuild and go back to kind of what I was good at. And that those things sometimes happen. And it's easy to act out of, it's just easy to react or act out of some kind of a lower emotion. And then once that change starts, it's hard to break. It's like once you need an intervention, you need a vacation or a, I don't know. You can, but if you're always up on it, you're always catching yourself, you can break it right away. You can say, oh, I'm not here. I'm gone. I'm somewhere else. I'm thinking about that emotion. You can feel it in your chest, in your stomach, whatever, in your throat. This emotion is bubbling up, and it's making me want to do something right now. And it's so intense that I have to do something. Always, always bad, pretty much. It might work, but it's only going to screw you more later when you're trading bigger. So you might as well figure that out now. So no matter what strategy you have, I feel like at a high level of anything, coaching, being a CEO, like anything, this is a primary skill that high achievers have, is being able to handle these things without being emotional. And of course, you're going to be emotional, right? But learning how to not make the big move until you can see it clear, which is not usually when you're emotional. So the emotions aren't a bad thing, they're just a thing. And I had another recording about this before, and it's like, I kind of feel like, why even do any other recordings? Because this is really the record, these are the recordings that trump all of them. Because never going to change. Technology, markets, AI, it doesn't matter. This is there. It's never going to not be there. So this is primary to everything else. But going into 2024, for me, a little bit of personal information. So 2022 was my first losing year. It sucked for me. In another world, if I'm trading futures like I have been, doing most of my career, I'd probably have a good year in 2022. It was a busy year. It was good for that. Instead, I'm off doing other stuff, and I paid the price, and I've talked about that in the past. So 2023 was about getting back on track for me, rebuilding and going back to my core skill set, which I did, and that kind of got me going again. And then I used a lot of this AI stuff to make a bunch of thought experiments into coding, I don't even know what the word is, a Python code and things like that, and have come up with a few different trades now that I'm using that are more structured and more like rules based, that are running alongside my regular discretionary trading. So I'm finding myself doing the discretionary trading less in the rule based stuff that I come up with coding, which I couldn't do before the AI. So that's been really great for me, more so. So that's kind of the transition that I've been making, and I think it's going to keep going that way, where if you have a skill set in something, you're able to. You have a lot of years of experience. You know where you want to direct the machine or the intelligence. You can better yourself, and you can have a lot better results. But if you know, if you don't have any skills, then all the great tools in the world aren't really going to help you that much. And I think that that's what a lot of this is doing. So I'm trying to think about how markets are. The structure of markets is always changing. So you're getting. I had a my recent podcast talked about that, the things I've gone through with the different structure, but I think it's happening again right now with more retail trading, more options trading, more, oh, I don't know, more the AI stuff. I mean, that's probably been in there a lot for with hedge funds, but we'll see now when it comes into the hands of the general public how that changes things. And having to be humble and understanding that things are going to change and you have to be able to change with them. So 2023 was, I would say, decent. I got back on track. I made money. It was more of a rebuilding year for me. And I think 2024 is now setting the stage for a much bigger year, a more successful year, where I could really see some of the seeds that I planted take off. And then so I have my kind of my legacy business and my regular stuff I do, and then I have this new stuff that's been working, and we'll see if it starts working bigger. I'll start raising the size up, and then there's always the unknown of what happens next or things change, which is kind of the beginning of this podcast about setting those expectations and not really always knowing what's going to happen and being able to handle it no matter what. So that's kind of where I'm positioned right now, and I'm pretty happy with that. And you know, it's funny because it's like there's an old trader saying about getting hurt after a drawdown and trying to increase too fast. And if you don't give your size up, you could really get hurt. And the analogy was always, if you fall down a like a step or two and roll your ankle, you can kind of jog it off and you're okay. So that's like a small loser, a drawdown, or medium size. You fall down half the steps, you might need a day or two, right? You fall out of the window and break your leg. If you start running right away on that leg, you're in big trouble. And that's equating the connection is to the size of your drawdown and the pain and the suffering of the loser and how it happened. And you know, you try to run on that broken leg and it's ugly. And I ran on the broken leg a little bit in 2022, and I knew better, and I did it anyway. And I'm just, you know, you get stronger when you have to learn again. And it might be many years, but lo and behold, I guess you need to learn again sometimes. So now I feel like I've been having, whenever I have a little ankle roll, I'm kind of stronger and I'm shaking it off, and I'm, you know, respectful of that risk because of what happened. And it's putting me in a mental state where things can be much more balanced, much more centered. I think just listening to myself talk, I feel, can hear that there's more of a steady ship here than in 2022, which was me kind of in my lower, the lower version of myself. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with everything. But back to the beginning about handling the losers. Not only handling the losers, but handling the change in market conditions. And it's like, well, if we can get really good at that, everything else is kind of easy. Because if you don't take that personal and you just deal with it, like in a business sense, then it just becomes about your execution and your plan. Like, am I doing what I want to do, and how can I do it better? And it's very cut and dry. And you can, do I need to use technology? Do I need to help get people to help me with certain things? Like, what am I struggling with? Do I have no idea, like, what works? Do I need to find out a new trade? Like, I had to develop a new trade this year, which is not always easy. So I developed a few new trades. I figured out how to do it. I had some help from some people. Sometimes I come up with them on my own. Sometimes I don't. Doesn't really matter. You just figure it out. So that's one thing. That's a problem to solve. If you have, you know, the will and the direction of that, you can seek that out. And then there's bouncing back and recovering and balancing your life, exercising more, recovering emotionally, having the right time, the right schedule, the right trading plan that manages itself with your life. That's another problem, another thing to solve. You can become very tactical about what you need to do when you get in the right mindset, but when you're emotionally reeling, it's hard to solve any of those problems. So that's why I just think this stuff is everything. So I spend most of my time. I used to read so many self-help books, and we can laugh, you know, people like that. Well, that was me reading everything, like, oh my God, hundreds and hundreds of books. Audiobooks, I mean, taking down multiple 2x speed, model audiobooks every week, every topic imaginable, silent retreats, all this stuff. Not that it was all what I needed to do. And I'm not saying I'd never do any of it again. It was just, now it's like just accepting the reality that comes up and handling it and then moving on and trying to not make problems where there's not problems. That's why I love the Michael Singer stuff. Very simple. And I try to bring that into my trading and not have that making problems where there's not problems. I feel like I've spent a lot of time in my life creating a mess around things. And I had a lot of success in this neurotic state, I will say. So it's not like you can't have success, but in terms of well-being and the peace of mind and a gentle flowing life, I could have had a lot more of that with the success if I would have handled all this stuff better. So as I'm 42 now, I feel like there's a the last year or two especially, there's a change in really moving forward in a more balanced, mature fashion with handling all these things. And I don't think that's gonna it'll probably help me do a lot better. I feel like I'll have even more success. But you're happier. I mean, you don't feel the ups and downs of this business, which can be brutal, don't bother you as much because you're handling them more. And if you want to stay around doing it for a very long time with a lot of cycles, that's kind of some of the work you have to do and the things you have to go through. Because if you don't do that, you got to do it at some point, right? I mean, no one makes it through 20, 30 years or more. If you want to have a long career, even if you're working another job without doing these things, because you end up being miserable and eventually you quit out of pain and suffering. You can quit out of losses or you can quit out of pain and suffering. Usually they come together, but it doesn't have to be like that. It can be fun and invigorating and exciting because it's a great, I can't think of a better, I mean, I'm sure there's other businesses, but it's a great business for pushing those personal growth triggers and buttons and things you can work on yourself. And that's what I really love about it. And I think a lot of people I talk to are the same way, solving the puzzle, figuring it out, adapting, dealing with themselves. It's great. So that's kind of where I want to leave off, just being grateful for that and then being ready for maybe a little bit of unknown next year. Good luck out there.